Blog Talk Radio.
Love, love, love. That's what we're all looking for. Someone to look into our eyes and take our heads and tell us that we're beautiful.
Good evening, everyone. This is Donna Ganni, the host of KEI Radio, and I'm here interviewing Stephanie James, Just a Vessel, poet, speaker, and vocalist. Today is Saturday, February the 7th, and we are here at 6 p.m. Stephanie James is, again, also known as Just a Vessel, and she's a poet, vocalist, and speaker. So I want to open up the door for you now, Stephanie. Can you please tell the audience a little bit about yourself?
Yep. How you guys doing? Good evening, everybody. Thank you so much for having me this evening. Yeah, so just a little bit about myself. I'm originally from Colorado Springs, Colorado. I grew up there and played basketball there and went to Hampton University, played basketball. And I started writing. I've been writing for about 10 years. And just recently, I published in May 31st, 2014, I released my first album. So I've just been traveling the world, traveling around and sharing, you know, God's love through the form of poetry and song.
Yeah. You know, I've been listening to some of your music there, especially the one that you just came out with. You want to tell the audience a little more about it?
My Heart's Beat. Yes, thank you so much. Yes, so as I said, it was released May 31st last year, and it's traveled to Greece, it's in Australia, it's in Hong Kong, so it's all over the world. But the premise of the album was just for it to be an inspirational album for the listeners. There's pieces on there that kind of talk about salvation. They talk about, you know, people that are looking for a sign from the Lord. There's a poem about that. There's a poem about hidden treasure and just valuing yourself and your temple, and keeping your body as a temple and treating yourself as such. There's a poem about Trayvon Martin, just to kind of address some of the hardships that we've been facing in the present day with Ferguson and Mike Brown and a couple of other things. There's a poem there that kind of touches on that. And it's just a piece, it's a project that is meant to uplift and encourage the listener. So.
Wonderful. You know, how do you see what your song poetry and, you know, when you go out and speak, tell us about how it pertains to your personal life?
Okay, that's interesting. Yeah, so a lot of the time, you know, people ask, how do you write your poetry? You know, what inspires you to write some of the things that you write? And a lot of them are from personal experiences. I have two examples. I recently wrote a piece called What Kind of God? And sometimes I speak at Christian venues, and other times I don't. And so a lot of times some of the things that you hear, some of the hurt that you feel from the audience or from other performers, I wanted to kind of write a response to that. So one of my current pieces entitled What Kind of God kind of touches on that. It's a call and response where the person is saying, what kind of God, you know, would do this, would allow this, would allow my loved one to get sick, would allow my enemy to win. And then it's God responds and says, you know, this is who I am and this is what really happened. And so that is a personal experience for me because, like I said, oftentimes I go to venues where everyone is not a believer, and some people have been hurt by the church or by believers, and so it's kind of an uplifter for them to show that, you know, there is people that still just want to love on you. Another example is the piece entitled Fly Away, and it's the second to last track on the album, and my 7-year-old cousin passed away last year. And it's funny because I always tell people, be careful what you ask God for, because he'll give it to you. And I used to say, oh, I want to encourage, you know, people. I want to be an encourager and uplifter on a large platform, enlarge my territory. And he said, okay, you know, I need you to minister at your 7-year-old cousin's funeral. And I was like, oh, that's not what I didn't mean it like that. And that's not what I wanted, God. But, you know,
yeah, Wow, that's an awesome testimony in itself, and definitely would be encouraging for the body of Christ. And that is one of the particular songs that I was going to ask you about, because I was listening to it and I heard you saying fly away, and I was wondering, you know, did something really happen that inspired you to, you know, write that song and place it on your album? So, it sounds like to me that a lot of the album is focused on passion, personal instances that may have occurred in your life, and also things that are occurring externally out there in the world that's bringing these the poetry to you. Would you say that's a fair statement?
Yeah, absolutely. That's correct. It's just all about, you know, like you said, some of them are personal experiences, and some of them are just to encourage and inspire other people to kind of, you know, think about what they're thinking about, or, you know, make sure that they're living and enjoying life every day. You know, because people say tomorrow's not promised, but really today is not promised to any of us.
Why sure? Mm-hmm. Oh, you can continue. I'm just listening. You said it's not promised, and it's true. It's you know,
right.
Today is not promised that we never know what's going to happen to us, but we can always hope that if anything does occur in our life, that we will be able to inherit the kingdom of God, which is wonderful,
absolutely,
the kingdom of heaven. And how do you impact others through your song and your poetry? when you're out there. You told us a little bit about how one of the songs impacted some of the listeners. I know you travel globally. You care to talk about that a little bit?
Yes, absolutely. For the first response to your question, I had a lot of testimonies after performances where people, sometimes people are very specific, sometimes they're not. But I will have, you know, individuals come up and just say, wow, that was for me, you know, tonight, or what you said really, really helped me. I've been going through something or thinking about something, or even the piece that says, you know, this is your sign. So it's basically like, you know, if God is trying to tell you something and you're looking for a sign from him, the poem is like, this is your sign right now. You don't need anything specific, anything in particular to stand out, but God is talking to you all the time if you just kind of tune in to what he's saying. And the global travels, so last year I was able to travel to Niagara Falls, and we went to, my friend and I went to the, you know, the falls, and we're hanging out, and there was an open microphone in the center stage of the Niagara Falls, like, entertainment center, and we just looked around kind of like, mm-hmm. that can't be true. And I just hopped up there and started to sing, and
wow.
It was an awesome experience because there was a lot of people there from all over the world. So some of the testimonies that came back after that performance were pretty cool, as well as I traveled to Greece last year, and I was able to meet two young ladies from Hong Kong. And so we were going to hot springs diving, and so we were on the same boat, and we were able to kind of talk about a lot of things and life experiences and differences in our countries,
mm-hmm.
And just values and mindsets. And they actually took a copy back to Hong Kong, so that was pretty cool as well. So just being able to share it with other people and hear the testimonies after they listen has been really awesome.
And now, can you tell us about how you received the name, or how you came up with the name Just a Vessel?
Yes,
and I really do like it. I really do like it, because when you say Just a Vessel, it's like, I am that I am. So tell the audience a little bit about that.
Amen. Yes, Just a Vessel. So the just piece I wanted to keep in there because it's humbling. Like, I'm not, you know, you're nothing more, nothing less, but you are a vessel of God. And when people say, you know, oh, I needed that today, or I needed this, my response is, I'm just a vessel he uses. And that's me, but it is who I am. And you know, they use vessels to pour into others, to pour it into things, and you want to be emptied out. So I hope that, you know, by the end of my life, or the end of my career, or that I'm used up, that I can say there's nothing left. I gave everything that God poured into me. I gave it back. And so that's kind of the premise or the mindset behind the name, Just a Vessel. I'm just a vessel he uses, no more, no less.
And you tied it to your book that you have out there, right? You want to
Absolutely.
Talk about that?
Go ahead. I'm sorry.
Well, I was saying, I think it's really awesome how, you're very gifted and very talented, because, you know, you're involved in poetry, writing, you have your book there, you're a vocalist, you're a speaker,
and you
seem to be kind of young, too, and you have this... You have so much going for yourself right now. Tell us more about your book and how you came about writing it.
Yeah, thank you so much for your comments. Yes, I'm a proud 28 years old, and God has done some awesome things in my life up until now, and I'm just excited and enjoying the process. The book is a really cool story. I send a text message. So it's an inspirational text message that I've been doing for about almost 5 to 6 years now. And it started kind of small, where I was just sending it to my friends, and then they would ask me to add people, and those people would ask me to add people, and now it's like thousands of people receive
wow.
a text message every Monday. I send out a weekly text message. So I write a poem once a week. It's just a short poem, but it's inspirational. It's encouraging just to kind of start everybody's week off positively. And so one of my friends and my sister got together and reached out to a lot of the individuals that are on my weekly inspiration list and said, hey, why don't we, for our birthday, you know, help fund. So they did a Kickstarter fund for the book. Mm-hmm. So all the people that are receiving the messages actually donated to put it into a book for me. So the book was actually a gift. Oh. It's a gift that keeps on giving. But, yeah, so all the people on the list donated to make the book happen.
Wow.
And this was in 2012. So there's 52 poems in the book, one for every year of the week, one for every week of the year. And they're the poems that I actually were sending out to the individuals via text message.
Okay. Would you care to share one of your songs on the air with us?
Sure. Do you want to play it or you want me to sing it or? Okay.
No, I would like for you, just share it because I've heard you sing solo and, you harmonize very well. Would you like to share one of the songs that's on your album?
Sure. Sure. Okay. Do you want, okay. Yep. Absolutely. Okay.
I got a poem moving up and up because I know my train is coming. I gotta keep on moving up this road because he has great plans for me.
Awesome.
Today's the day.
Oh, okay. Thank you so much.
So you want to tell us, how did you come about that song? I mean, because I know a lot of times when writers, especially when they write their own music, they get a deep inspiration at the moment from something that's going on in their life.
Absolutely. That piece was actually so that song is on the album. It comes right before I go into the poem for Signs. At the time I was looking for a sign from God, like something, for him to tell me that, hey, this is what I want. These are the songs I want you to have on your album. This is what I want you to go do. But sometimes it's difficult when you have so much noise going on. You have a lot of, you have trouble hearing, with clarity. And so that song was like, just keep pressing, and what I've learned a lot in my life too, recently is as long as you don't quit, you will win. And I mean that to say that, just keep going, keep pressing. And it's almost like when you're too busy to trying to be successful, you wake up and realize, oh, wow, I'm a success. But the more we focus on what we don't have, I said a quote the other day that came to my mind and God placed in my heart. It said, the more that you focus on what you don't have, I said, instead of focusing on what you don't have, focus on what you're unwilling to do to get what you want. And I believe that, as long as we're working hard and you just keep pressing, so that's kind of what that song is about. Like, just keep going. The train is coming. Just keep going up that track, and you'll see the train. Don't worry about if you're standing still, it may not pass you by.
Amen. I totally agree with you there. You got to run the race and run it swiftly and keep, like you said, keep pushing forward ahead because there's always great things at the end. Yeah. So would you like to share one of your poems with the audience?
Sure. Yeah.
Okay.
Yep. Let's see. Okay. Do you want me to do the whole thing? That can be lengthy, maybe 4 minutes. You can just stop me whenever you if you want.
Go ahead. The full one is fine. We have enough time here. Go ahead.
Okay. So this is Signs. Today's the day, right now is the time. God is speaking, and this is your sign. Too often we look for a reason to plan and the right season to stand for what we believe in. We try to prolong the work that's been required on our ends to make our dreams come to fruition. We want 110% of the blessing, but only want to put forth 50% of the effort. We are only patient enough to find 5 pieces of the puzzle, but want the full picture to come together. We want the whole paycheck without doing the full shift. We have CEO dreams coupled with frontline vision. We only want to work half the time required and yet receive the full pension. But today's the day, right now is the time. God is speaking, and this is your sign. What are you looking for and waiting for him to do? I'll pray on it, is your response. But your mind is renewed. Part of being a good steward is making Christ-like decisions, and I'm not saying don't pray, but after prayer, you must believe. Mark 11:24 tells us to believe that those things we've asked for have already been received. So if your dreams are not bigger than your own abilities, you're not daring to dream. Because the sky is not the limit, the sky is simply the view. Once you're willing to acknowledge your limits, that's when God will come through. When you cling to the fact that his strength is made perfect in your weakness, so don't be afraid to acknowledge your weakness, to admit every single day that you need him. And without him, you're just another representative selling false hope, because faith and trust are not based on what you know. Faith is the substance of things hoped for and the evidence of things not seen. Faith is the admission and full submission to God's sovereignty, with all decisions made in full sobriety, not drugged up or numbed by the lies of society, not trying to emulate anything that you see, but putting your faith and trust in God fully. Because today is the day, right now is the time. God is speaking, and this is your sign. You don't need lightning to strike down or your name to be called. You don't need a key word or a letter from God. He speaks to you all the time. In every single rhythm and rhyme, he's wrapped up in every positive communication, every coincidental revelation, every intricate connection with people, and every single moment in time, he's with you. He's also there along the way, but our mediocrity can never change God's elevation. He's already come out of position before to stoop to our level and knock on our door. He's now waiting for his children to want more and meet him at the throne. He's not cocky, just confident that his real children will grow to the point in their walk where they'll go wherever he is, climb any mountain, jump off any cliff, dive into any ocean and see the light in any abyss. Because the reality is, no matter where you are in life, he is the sole proprietor. He's the author and finisher of our fate. He is the sole provider. He sees your struggle. He knows your fight. He celebrates with you, sheds tears when you cry. He knows about every single intricate detail of your life, and that's why he'll never allow you to settle, because he knows your full worth. He knew you in your mother's womb. He planned your destiny from your birth. So those of you waiting for God to show up and give you a sign, every answer to every problem has already been outlined in the book of life. Read your word, pray to God, then wait for an answer and act it out. Don't wait for something in particular to stand out. What you need, you already have. The ability you seek, you already possess. And the time that it takes has already been granted. It's the allocation of our time that we have to master. You are who he wants you to be before you even try to become it. You may not feel like you're at the top of the mountain, but he treats you like you're at the peak of your summit. He knows your end from your beginning, so aren't you grateful that he treats you according to your destiny and not where you are presently? So no more time wasted, no more contemplation. Move forward in faith, trusting in God's ability. Take that leap of faith, trusting in his landing, and know which mark you're pressing toward. Because when you run, you're running forward, so even if you fall, you're still getting closer to the finish line. Today is the day, right now is the time. God has spoken, and this is your sign. Selah.
Powerful. Powerful.
Has anyone ever told you that you could be a minister or anything like that? Has anyone ever told you that?
People do ask me frequently about it, more so evangelist than a minister. And I'm not running from it. It just hasn't manifested yet. But by all means, mm-hmm. I would, you know, accept the call if it came. But I haven't been called yet to do so. But I have, you know, people have said that before. Yes, ma'am.
Amen. Well, you know, don't sell yourself short at all, because it sounds like a lot of what you have just said right there is an inspiration from God to reach out to your generation, and not only mm-hmm. just your generation, but every generation out there, and let them know that God is for real. And I
Amen.
Like the way you said it, you know, it's encouraging, like, you know, your aspiration, inspiration is in there to reach higher, past mm-hmm. The size of the limit. Wow, that's a positive and profound word in itself, because a lot of times that's a common word that's stated, sky is the limit. You know, the sky is the
yes,
limit.
Yes,
whereas that, you know, if you're in a plane, you can see clearly that this what
There's
you can see
too.
Of the sky is not the limit. You can go higher. You can go further. Whatever God has opened up to you, because it's infinite.
Absolutely.
So I really like your poems, and I like your songs.
Thank you.
They're very soulful and inspirational.
And I know that the body of Christ will enjoy it. I'm glad that you're reaching out to a generation that need to know that Jesus Christ do love. And that
Amen. Yes, absolutely.
About and, you know, we need a way of reaching them. And I think you have opened up the way to do that as a poet, speaker, and vocalist. And I'm sure that God is going to put a burning fire for you to fulfill that extra gift of evangelism.
We shall see. I will be obedient if it comes.
Amen. Amen. Well, we do have a few callers on the line with us, so I want to open up the lines and give them an opportunity to ask you any questions. Share any encouragement or any thoughts that you have out there. Please state where you're calling from, your name, and the lines are open. Callers, if you have anything you would like to say at this time, feel free to do so.
God bless you. God bless you, sister.
Oh, God bless you.
God bless you. I am waiting for this time, so to bless you in the name of Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Desire and everything you have, you know, desire for the humanity, especially for kids. So God give you, because I was here you before, so I think that you love seeking God, and you love Him. So in this day, Jesus Christ is looking at persons like you to speak the word, speak his word, right?
Amen.
Yes, thank you.
Yeah.
Thank you so much.
So, yeah, so my question for you is, if you are in this situation, difficult situation, for example, in your job, on the streets, like difficult situation like people, I say, accuse you, horrible accuse, like you didn't do it, but you speak
mm-hmm.
the truth, right? Why you do?
So the question is, have anybody ever accused me? Is that was the question?
Yes, yes. Something like yes, accuse you that something did, that something that you didn't do it. For example, clearly, like you abused kids and you didn't do it, but you are still true in the place, but they don't believe
mm-hmm.
you, so why you do? Because
mm-hmm.
it's that accusation, like it's like a stone in your way to continue
right.
doing the work. Oh, God.
Right. No, absolutely. So I wouldn't say maybe there was one event. I have been, absolutely, you know, things at work that happen, and individuals, you know, may say things or put things on you that are not necessarily true.
Mm-hmm.
For me, what I've done is just remain steadfast in my faith and who I am, because, you know, the difficult thing in life sometimes is we can't control other people, right? We can't control the people's actions and what people are going to say and some of the things that people do. However, we can control ourselves, and we can control how we respond. And so I prayed about it. Of course, I was upset, like any human being would be, you know, if they're lied about, and just prayed about it and continue to be nice. And you know what happened was the individual who was talking bad about me, I ended up actually being able to help. I helped them with something at work. And so, you know, sometimes God will show up in other ways, and he'll allow you to still be a blessing, even to your enemies, even to those who try to accuse you of doing something that you didn't. So, you know, my advice would just be to remain steadfast in who you are, and make sure that, you know, you don't lose sight of yourself and your faith and your values when other people, you know, don't stoop to their level, so to speak. Yep.
Okay. Okay, yeah, so I am doing that. But sometimes, you know, it's like, hello.
Mm-hmm.
I continue to spread the word of God, you know, the gospel on the street. But I say, Jesus Christ, you know me? I think that you say to me the hard I think that's the hard part for me that you said before, that you have to, we have to pray but with all our heart. So that's what I have going to do.
Remain steadfast, yes, and who you are and who he is in you.
Yeah. Okay, sister. So I thank you for the opportunity to other people to speak in you. So I bless in the name of Jesus Christ and continue
thank
to
you.
Do what you, God say to you.
Thank you very much. I will do that.
Amen. Praise the Lord. You know, and one One of the things we also have to keep in remembrance, I like your response to the caller. One of the things we have to keep in remembrance is that when we do mess up or when we do become angry, the Bible says he gives us clear direction of what to do. And one of the things God is looking for us is to repent and be reconciled back to him. And he does open that door for us to do that, and we thank him, we glorify him for that.
Amen.
We do have other callers on the line. If you have any questions or anything you would like to say, feel free to do so at this time. If you have any questions or any encouraging words for the young Stephanie James, who's out there, is a poet, speaker, and vocalist for the body of Christ, and she is just a vessel. Anyone have anything they would like to say? Please state your name, where you're calling from.
Hello. Yeah, this is John from Dallas, Texas.
Yes.
And I'm amazed, the talented and the gift of God in the young
Stephanie James.
I'm so proud of you. It's amazing. And we pray that God keeps you and keep the journey and, you know. But my question is, what do you think, you know, like young people who have been brought up in church, they get to age when they go to college, they don't want to serve God anymore. God becomes like not important. What do you think that we are missing as a church, as families? Why don't we keep that fire with the young people?
Yeah, that's a great question. Actually, I got saved my freshman year of college, and I went to Hampton University. And I think to answer your question, college is such a pivotal moment in your life. At such a time when you, high school, you're still kind of trying to figure out where you want to go, who you want to be, who you are. When you get to college, it's such a pivotal moment. You know, a lot of your life friends are made in college. I think that the biggest component for my salvation and my help and everything through college was actually the ministries that were surrounded by my campus. So we had churches that were very active in picking up students, witnessing on campus, having events on campus that people could come to, Fellowship for Christian Athletes, you know, for athletes who couldn't make traditional Bible study times and things of that nature. So part of it, I think, is just the activity that's available. So if a student goes to college in Nebraska in, you know, the middle of nowhere and all they do is party out there, and you're bored every day, you know, your only option is going to be, unless you create an alternative solution, you know, they choose to hang out with the in crowd or with what's going on at the time. So I think an integral part for me in my walk is what I can say is when I went to college was the ministries that surrounded the campus. So maybe we as believers need to do more, you know, to reach out to the college campuses and have more college outreach ministries for students to have access to it and realize that it is cool to still love God and to still serve God when you're in college. You know what I mean? And that's probably like the biggest part that I would say helped me in during my college days.
Wow.
Man.
Go ahead. I'm sorry. Caller.
No, I'm just saying this. We need to pray for that, for the young generation.
Absolutely.
they don't lose the fire that they were brought in. They think they don't need God anymore. From all these, like, they are discovering new life, especially when they have been sheltered at home. They all knew is going to church and God, and then they go out there, and whoa, the world out there is open. It's really hard on them.
That's true. I think too. If you go back to the scripture, you know, train up a child in the way they should go, and they will not depart from it. So sometimes I've seen a lot of people, friends, like you said, you know, pastors' kids that get to college and have the time of kind of enjoying and experiencing, exploring new world, new territory. But, it, you know, not always, but very often, they return to their roots. They return to Christ, you know.
Amen.
Knowing that his arms are open and having that, being rooted in that teaching from their upbringing.
Yeah, that's good. That's good. Thank you so much, and we'll keep praying for
thank
you.
Thank you.
I just want to introduce all the young people to you.
Please do. Yeah, Just a Vessel, justavesselpoetry.com. Just a Vessel Poetry.
All right. Thank you. God bless.
Thank you so much. God bless you.
Well, I'm so glad to have you here tonight, Stephanie, to be able to share such intimate and very important topics with the body of Christ, because there are so many kids out there that are facing dramatic and traumatic situations. But
mm-hmm.
our hope is, and our prayer for them is that they will know a true and living God, and that they will get to the point where they will serve him just as you are doing. Stephanie, would you like to share another one of your songs? I just love your voice. Would you do that
sure.
for the podcast again?
Sure.
Okay.
Yeah, so most of my songs are, you know, they're just like little snippets right before the pieces, but I could definitely, okay, I said the Fly Away for them.
Yes, I love that song.
Okay.
Fly away, fly away, fly away, fly away, my little baby just got her wings, it was time for her to fly away, fly away. Fly away, fly away, fly away. My little baby just got her wings. It was time for her to fly away. She's okay, she's okay. She's with Jesus today, and she's just waiting to see you again. It was time for her to fly away. So fly away, fly away, fly away, fly away. My little baby just got her wings. It was time for her to fly away.
Awesome. Awesome. And a beautiful story behind the reason why you wrote the song. I really do like it. I want to open the lines again. Callers,
okay.
If you have any questions for our guests or anything you would like to say as encouragement for her, please do so at this time. The lines are open.
Hello,
caller,
hello.
Yes,
hello, hello.
Please state your name.
Hi.
And where you're calling from.
This is Betty Shelby from McAllister, Oklahoma. Listen, I just want to encourage you. I just happened to come in on the conversation, but I love the song. fly away.
Thank you.
It was
Thank
so
you.
Beautiful. I love your voice and everything. I just want to encourage you to keep singing for the Lord and give him praise. And you never know who you touch at any moment.
Amen.
You know,
Amen.
There is somebody out there that you will touch, and we don't never know who. But I was telling my friend, my prayer partner, John the Baptist was unique, very unique.
Hmm.
And he would go preaching in many places, and they had to come to him in the wilderness. But he spoke the truth, even out of his uniqueness. And I want to just encourage you, too, that you have a uniqueness that comes from the Lord. Amen.
Amen. Thank you so much. Thank you. Please connect with me at justavesselpoetry.com. Justavesselpoetry.com.
Okay.
Thank you for your words. I appreciate it.
Uh-huh.
Okay. So, again, I just want to rehash about a little bit about where from the story. Stephanie James is just a vessel. That's her, you know, her name, just a vessel. And she's just like being I am that I am. She's a very humble poet, speaker, and vocalist, and she goes out globally to minister to the body of Christ and to others that she engage with, which is wonderful because we do need that in this day and this hour to be able to go out into the highways and the byways. And she's traveled into areas such as Greece, right?
Yes.
Okay, into Greece. And she's shared with many people over there. Stephanie's mantra is, if I inspire you, you are my inspiration. Can you tell us a little bit about that?
I chose that as my mantra just because it's true. It's true. So, I mean, you know, people come up to me all the time. Oh, that was so inspiring. That's so uplifting. Keep doing what you're doing, all that. But the individuals that I inspire, they inspire me to continue. They inspire me to press on. They give me life. By, you know, allowing me to pour into them. They fill me back up with their words of encouragement, with knowing that something I did made a difference, something I said changed somebody's way of thinking. So that's kind of it in a nutshell. You know, if I inspire you, then you are my inspiration. You are the reason why I do what I do. That's kind of the background, so to speak, for the mantra there.
You know, Stephanie, through your poems and some of your songs, you know, I really feel like you had a special encounter with Jesus Christ. Do you care to share about that at this time?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, through the process, the album took about a year to complete. I worked on it diligently with one of my friends who he's my producer, Derek Jones. He and I worked together for about a year on the project. But a lot of it, you know, a lot of prayers did happen to come up with the pieces. And every time I write, I do pray and ask God, hey, you know, please give me a word that your people need to hear. And even the week to week, like I was telling you about the poems, I send them to thousands of people. But I know that every week, every poem is not for everybody every week. But if I can touch one person or two people that week, I'm satisfied in that God spoke to them or it made a difference in one person's life. And so that's, yeah, a lot of the album was a prayer, was, you know, God telling me something. Every time I write on Monday, when I send it out, I say, from his mouth to my pen to your heart. And I truly mean that. And people ask me often, how do you write that? How do you get that? How long does it take you to write this stuff? God gives it to me. I'm just the vessel he uses. He gives it to me. He writes it. He told it to me. I'm just putting it down and just sharing it with others. But you know, all glory and honor given to him. Because sometimes I read stuff that I write and say, oh, my goodness, that's really deep. Like, I didn't come up with that myself. And so I know that it's God kind of just directing my pen, directing my heart and mind to be able to formulate these poems and these pieces for the listeners.
So tell me about your target audience. Who do you feel is your primarily your target audience to reach out to?
anybody who will listen is my target audience, to be honest with you. Initially, it was kind of like, oh, you know, when you're a Christian poet, you want to stay in the Christian community. But, you know, churches, they're already in church. Those individuals are already in church, which mm-hmm. is good. They're already getting help. They already know, you know, about Christ. So it's anybody who will listen. If I meet somebody from Hong Kong in Greece, you know, let's talk. If I meet somebody mm-hmm. when I was in Beijing, let's talk, you know, about the love of God. Every venue I go to, like I said before, is not a Christian venue, but they're hearing the poems, they're hearing the word of God. Also schools. I just, you know, recently was able to have the opportunity to minister at a Catholic school, and the kids were fifth to eighth graders, and the teacher asked, you know, they had an assignment after the speech, and the teacher asked them, you know, what did you learn from Justin Vessel's poetry? And one of the girls said, I learned that my mom is okay. Because one of my poems says that if, you know, your loved one is gone, if he's holding him right here in the cradle of my arms. And that line stood out to her. She's 10 years old. So my target audience is anybody who will listen, anybody who will hear. yeah. Old, young.
That's wonderful.
Yeah.
That's what it's all about. You know, I just had some visitors here this evening, and one of the things that we talked about is that not hating someone because of their belief. And I
mm-hmm.
think that's so important for the body of Christ now, because how can you inspire someone with your belief if you hate the other person? It was quite impossible
right.
to do that.
Right,
so I'm
yeah.
glad to be reaching out to the whole world out there, and that you are focusing on the global, you know, global community. So
Absolutely.
Tell me a little bit about what your future goals and aspirations are. I like the fact again, that you're 28 years old, and that, you know, that you're doing this because, as I said earlier, to find someone that is willing to give their life as a poet, vocalist, and speaker, and to share Jesus Christ is really awesome to see that for my generation to see it, and I'm very excited about it. Tell us about your goals and aspirations for the future.
Yeah, so as I said before, I'm just really enjoying the process. That I'm on now, the journey that I'm on. My aspirations, obviously, I'd love to travel the world and share, in a nutshell, to simplify it, that is my biggest aspiration, is to travel the world and share the love of Christ through the medium of song and poetry, and speaking as well, you know, just inspiring, uplifting anybody and everybody that I can on a grander scale. And as I said before, you have to be careful what you ask God for. So I just, you know what, I'm just obedient to him right now, and he's opening doors, and he's doing things, and he's daily just opening up opportunities for me, and so I'm just taking them as they come and just really enjoying the process and the journey of getting to that goal. So, yeah, that's – and then, of course, I have – you know, I'm working on another – I'll probably start my second project in the fall. I'll start working on my second project. Right now I'm still – pushing, you know, my heart's beat, and just want to get that in as many hands and hearts as I can before I start to work on the second project. I will be also working on a video for Signs this year, so that will release once that's completed. But I definitely want to do a visual, you know, video for Signs, and I have a pretty cool concept of how that video is gonna go. But that will release
wow.
This year.
Wow, I'm glad that you're setting goals for yourself to achieve them successfully for the future, and it's the expected outcome that you want. And I think you're doing a wonderful thing for the body of Christ. I want to ask you one more time, do you have a poem, again, that you would like to share from your book? I'm going to ask you to share all of your details, where they can buy the book at, and also to your last album that you did. If you would like to share another poem, that would be great.
Okay. Let's see. I'm going to do a poem called Thoughts and Zany. And it's basically just based on, you know, think about what you're thinking about, which is simple. It's simple, but it's hard to do. Easier said than done. Okay. This is Thoughts and Zany.
Okay.
What do you say in your silence? When the music stops and all that's left is the quiet, when your surface is in public but your mind is in private. Have you ever walked into a public restroom and it smelled like Goliath just dropped a deuce? But you remain quiet to try not to be rude, because truth be told, there's been a time or two when someone else walked in and the deuce dropper was you. Hopefully you realize I'm not speaking solely about waste. I'm talking about how easy it is to judge someone else's stinky situation when we ourselves are recently in that same location. We tend to judge others and irrationalize for our own behavior. A wise woman once said that real integrity is doing the right thing even when no one is watching. So let's take that one step further and look at the private thought process. The quiet scream, the masqueraded plea for help, the subtle gestures and words unsaid that leave you feeling like your feelings aren't felt. But what do you say in your silence when the music stops and all that's left is the quiet, when your surface is in public, but your mind is in private? It is said that at rest, the woman's mind is still turning at a 90% rate, while men maintain around the 30% range. But no matter how frequently you think about things, we all think a lot silently. It's good to be analytical, but it's dangerous to be the smartest person in the room in your own mind, and no one else knows what's inside but you. You feel and think so many things, but who do you talk to? Allow your thoughts to travel to God and sometimes share them with others. Share them when they help make someone else's life much better. Share them when they're uplifting, fulfilling, and healing. Share them when they hurt, but will help in the long run, Lord willing. What do you say in your silence when the music stops and all that's left is the quiet, when your surface is in public, but your mind is in private? I challenge you to ask yourself a rhetorical question today. How often do you think about what you're thinking about and tame the words that you say? How often do your words cut the people that they were delivered to, like the thorn on the stem of a rose instead of blooming like they were intended to? Now let me ask what you're going to do to keep the gate of your lips and wash the words that you say. I can give you a resolution if you're up for some homework today. Your outcome is determined by your income, so change what you're listening to, because as those words affect your heart, they are affecting you. Your words still have authority even when you don't let them out. You just keep them captured in your mind, and then your thoughts begin to shout. Then your mind's unable to focus because it is too loud. You have so many conflicting thoughts, you have to fight to turn them down. We say a lot to ourselves sometimes, and life and death is in the power of the tongue. So even if you don't say those words out loud, they're still being sowed on mental ground, and rooted words can never be dug up. So if your words are like liquid, watering rooted seed, be careful that your harvest is something you would want to eat. They will still accomplish what they were set out to do, so be careful with your words, but watch your state of mind, too. What do you say in your silence when the music stops and all that's left is the quiet, when your surface is in public, but your mind is in private? Matthew 12:34 says that out of the overflow of the heart, the mouth speaks. So just like 1, 2, 3, 4, we can easily see that whatever's in your heart will be the words that you speak. Your words are powerful, but they can make you weak. They can be so cold, but give off so much heat. They can uplift and they can deflate. They can bend and they can break. They can change the course of a direction and sometimes still get you lost. They can hurt and mend the same broken heart. They can cut like a double-edged sword and provide first aid for the wound that they created. They can keep you up alone at night with your thoughts or help others become motivated. They can kill joy or give life to happy. They can create sanity or birth madness. They can feed one or feed the masses. They can give sight to the blind or just give the blind glasses. I beg of you, please, watch out for the words that you speak, but be more cognizant of what it is that you consistently think. Selah.
Amen. That's all I can say. Because definitely we do need to watch our tongue many times, you know, to avoid so that was awesome. You want to share with the audience your website and where they can buy your book at? your CD as well,
yes,
please.
Absolutely. So, yes, ma'am. Absolutely. Thank you so much. My website has everything on it. So it's just www.justavesselpoetry.com. justavesselpoetry.com, and you can get the book from there, you can get the CD from there, you can connect with me on social media from the website. So the website is the hub for everything connected to me. So the book, the CD, everything is on there. So www.justavesselpoetry.com.
Okay. So I just want to spell it out just for those that are out there listening online
mm-hmm.
right now. It's www.justavesselpoetry.com, justavesselpoetry.com. And, again, you can get her CD out there, which is My Heart Beats. She do also has some YouTube videos that you can watch. You can also pick them up
mm-hmm.
off of our Facebook page at Kingdom Empowerment Magazine or on our magazine website, which is kemagazine.me. You can pick it up there as well. But it's justavesselpoetry.com. And her book is called Just a Vessel, Your Weekly Inspirational Messages. And you'll be able to read some of the poetry that Stephanie has shared with us today. And you can always go back in the archives and listen to our interview so that you can learn some of the deep insights about Stephanie and what she's doing in the future and how she is functioning globally out there to reach out to the body of Christ. Stephanie, if you don't mind, I would like to open up the lines one more time to give the audience time
yep.
to ask any questions that they may have or share any encouragement that you may have for our guest, Stephanie James. And please state your name and where you're calling from.
Yes, my name is Belinda McKenzie from McAllister, Alderson, Oklahoma. Your words were just beautiful. The poem,
thank you so much,
was such a fluid of almost like water to the soul, and the soul
wow.
of
thank
that,
you.
That poetry was just absolutely beautiful. And I praise God that you're a vessel
thank
for
you.
Him and that you have the ear to want to
amen.
Hear what God says and put it down on writing. May God continue to bless you.
Thank you so much. I appreciate that. All the way in Oklahoma. That's all right. Thank you.
Yeah.
Amen. Amen. So, Stephanie, I want to just let you please share your final words out there with the body of Christ, this or anyone that is listening this in this hour. If you could just share some final words of encouragement with them, that the reason why they should have a relationship with Jesus Christ.
Amen. I would say that, you know, I just thank you. Thank you for having me once again. And to all the listeners out there, you know, God is able. That's why, in a nutshell, God is able to do exceedingly abundantly above all, you know, that we can ask or think. And for those who don't believe or may be debating, you know, they say that worrying is like praying for what you don't want. Or, you know, if you haven't tried God yet, you know, try it and see what happens. And then, you know, have your own assessment. Sometimes we make judgments or we say things not knowing him. And we just choose not to believe without ever having tried. So for those who have never tried, you know, embrace him. For those who have tried and something failed, try again. And this time, you know, with more of an open heart. To him, and not necessarily, you know, the people that represent him, but just get to know him first for yourself. And I guarantee that he will show and prove who he is above and beyond your wildest expectations or imaginations for him. But I pray that, you know, everybody that's dealing with anything, sickness, pain, worry, doubt, insomnia, sleep deprivation, whatever it may be, that God will alleviate those things for you and just show himself mighty, show himself strong in your life. I don't know. I've tried it for myself, and I love my life. I love every second of my life. So if you're thinking about it, if you're hesitant, just try God. You know, try it. Try him for yourself, and then I'm pretty sure you'll come to the conclusion that he is able to do anything and everything in your life but fail. And you know, I just thank you once again for having me, and pray that you know this show was a blessing for the people that were able to attend.
Listen, and I also pray for them out there as well. And as always, Body of Christ, and for everyone that is listening in all over the world, from Indonesia, Pakistan, I can't tell you how much I'm always blessed to see that you're listening to the shows. And from China, from Russia, I can't tell you enough about how much we love you. And please keep listening in. All of those from Africa also, the motherland, we thank you for listening in. We just love you to death, all of you. And we pray that you will continue to spend some time with God. For those that were out there trying to find out the answer to the Bible quiz that I listed the other day, the answer is Obed, the grandmother of the grandmother of King David was never stated in the Bible nor Hebrew history, but Obed was the grandfather. So I thank you for participating in the Bible quiz, and we hope that you will continue to follow up on some of the questions that we ask out there and learn and go off into the Bible, seek God yourself, and know him as your Lord and Savior. We can't do it for you, and no one else can, but Jesus can do it if you just ask him to give you the answers, to speak to you through his word. He will do that. May the grace of God be with everyone, and God bless you all.
Have a good night.
Good night, and thank you so much, Stephanie James, and we would love to have you to come back again after you finish your next album. I just want you to know that we really appreciate you taking time out of your day to come and speak to the Body of Christ. And I pray also, too, that the Spirit of Jesus Christ will be a quickening fire on your soul and that you will evangelize to many people as you are doing right now. Mm-hmm. God bless you.
Thank you so much. Thank you for having me. And I look forward to coming back. Thank you.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Bye.